This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Tomorrow begins the five-day period when airlines in the United States are busier than at any other time of the year, which is not exactly good news for travelers.
The airline industry has already said that many of the key routes are going to be 100% full. Well, what that actually means is that they're overselling those jets. Now, if those key routes are 100% full, and you're buying a ticket on one of those planes, you could very easily be one of those people bumped. And if you are, you will not be able to get another flight because all those jets are going to be 100% full. And that's assuming that there are no storms.
That's Kate Hanney, founder and president of the Napa-based Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. She launched her organization not quite 2 years ago, initially to protest and change airline policies and practices that left plane loads of passengers stranded on the ground for hours at a time without water, food, or functional restrooms. Along the way, Hanney has also become well-versed in other aspects of passenger treatment, including the problems that result from overbooking.
They are selling you a seat without giving you a seat assignment. They'll tell you, oh no, don't worry, you'll get your seat assignment when you get to the airport. Well, if you don't have a seat assignment and it's showing that there's no seats left on that aircraft, I guarantee you, you are one of those people that has just bought a seat that's already sold. And they're banking on that maybe a few people don't show up. But the problem is there's no limit to which they can oversell seats. There should be some limits, but there aren't.
Fortunately, ticket holders who get bumped from their scheduled flights are entitled to some compensation from the airline. Unfortunately, many people in that situation don't know what their rights are.
If you're bumped and it's anything less than 4 hours, you are due $400, period. If you're bumped and it's over 4 hours, or you're bumped on an international flight, or you're connecting to an international flight, you're due $800, cold hard cash, plus all of your expenses. You should be put up in a hotel. They should have you on the next available flight, and food and taxi vouchers.
Hanney stresses that the key word here is involuntary. Passengers who accept an earlier offer for lesser compensation are officially considered to have been bumped voluntarily.
They need to say, no, I'm not going to accept $100. I'm not going to accept your voucher. I want the full amount that I'm owed if you're going to involuntarily bump me. Because you're not considered an involuntary bump until they're done offering the lower amounts.
And he also notes that bumped passengers should make their claim with the airline as soon as their scheduled flight has departed. Once aboard a later flight, getting compensation for the delay is far more difficult. As for the issue of stalled planes full of stranded passengers on the ground, Hanney is hopeful that after January, the new administration in Washington will prove more supportive of the legislative remedies her group is advocating. In the meantime, we've got links to the Stranded Passenger Survival Guide with a full list of the rights of bumped flyers on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.